Hi, this is Christina Temitz. I'm reading from Kingston's The Fifth Book of Peace, starting at the last paragraph on page 185 and going through page 186 in the water section. Crashing and thrashing came through the bushes, and thudding footsteps up the stairs and across the boards of the porch. Whitman stepped quickly over to the side of the front door and grabbed a rifle that someone had left standing in the corner. He held it against his shoulder, the way he had seen the man at Cayena Point hold the rifle, and stood in front of his wife and child and pointed it at the door. The doorknob shook and turned, the door swung open. It was only Bwana Boom come back for his rifle. "Don't shoot. Brit, I might have killed you. He might have shot you. Is it loaded?" "Yeah, of course she's loaded. I'm taking her down to the road to do a show of force. I'm walking through Kowloon along the highway. Let everyone see that we're armed. Don't fuck with us. A show of hill force. What do you mean, we, white man?" "Take care," said Tanya. "Don't get hurt. Don't hurt anybody." "Don't shoot anybody," said Whitman. "I'm just doing a show of force," said Britt. This extraordinarily blonde and white-skinned Hale, with his rifle against his chest, walked straight from the banana stand to hygienic store and back, patrolling both sides of the Kamehameha Highway. The little family was left horrified and scared. Whitman had automatically and instinctively picked up the rifle. He had meant to pull the trigger and shoot whoever came through the door. The heavy rifle had fit his arms and body and hands. His trigger finger naturally fit on the trigger. He had never held a rifle before, but there's nothing to it. It would have been easy to use. He could still feel its weight against him. To not shoot, to not kill, he would have to rehearse against instinct. He knelt down and took Ahukai in his lap. "I shouldn't have done that. I did the wrong thing. Mistake. I got carried away. I lost it. I snapped. I should have asked, 'Who's there?' I'm glad I didn't shoot. I hope even if he were an enemy, I wouldn't shoot. If I shot Britt, or anyone, the consequence would be that I would ruin my life and our lives." Tanya repeated things she often said, raising a boy. "The reason we don't give you war toys is so that you won't use real weapons when you grow up. You're practicing nonviolence. You have to experiment with ways of making friends. In danger, take one deep breath. An idea will come to you, what to say and what to do."